It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to the After Show podcast. It's Brock, it's Hunter. Wake up!
Oh, sorry.
Dude, this Monday has sucked. I'm not going to lie.
That's why I was doing that.
To anyone who listened to the show, we apologize for the turd of the show that we had.
It's Monday. It's supposed to be that
I know, I guess.
You know?
I guess.
Hey, we're just like you guys.
Yeah.
We're not some super radio power, you know,
man.
Wearing capes and having brilliant shows every single day.
Super radio power man.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what? Screw you for judging us.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
They didn't even say anything.
Yeah, just mad. We're just mad at ourselves and we're taking it out on them. No, we'll try and redeem ourselves with this podcast. And I found this interesting fact. Interesting and maybe a little bit disgusting fact. Yeah. According to a new survey, 21% of people say they believe a delivery driver has stolen some of their food at some point. And 28% of drivers admit that they have.
Wow.
Another 54% of drivers say they haven't, but they were tempted. The survey also asked people how upset they'd be if a driver grabbed a few fries out of their order. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being fine and 10 being totally unacceptable, the average was an 8.4.
Now, this opens up the rim to everything because of Uber Eats now.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get pretty much anything delivered to
you. Have you ever noticed your food tampered with on a delivery order?
I don't think I can say I have.
I don't think so.
Me neither.
Either.
Yeah, me
either.
Nothing.
I guess at what I would have to think of at what point? How hungry is this person?
Yeah.
That they are going to take a bite.
You know, and another thing too, it's kind of like your mom cooking dinner. Mom, why aren't you eating? Well, I've been standing in front of this dinner for like 5 hours,
yeah,
and I just lost my appetite.
Yeah, or they've been munching. I notice that like when I make a big dinner.
Oh yeah, you're kind of eating.
You
throughout
eat
the whole
as
process.
You go. You're tasting things. You're having little bites here and there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I would be. I think I would be pissed. Like in my mind, I'm trying to tell myself maybe I think it's kind of funny or whatever. Like, okay, let's say they brought a pizza and there's a slice of pizza missing.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, oh, it'd be good. No, I think I would be like pissed.
This is a weird two-sided part of the messing with people's food kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And if you're on the either side, you think the other side sucks. Here's the thing. Of course, don't fuck with people's food.
Yeah, just don't
that
do
is,
it.
That is absolutely number one rule. As in, you know, you don't want yours messed with.
Yeah.
Don't mess with other people's food.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
do that. But then you work at a restaurant and you got that guy that you're serving who was just a dick, just had the worst day, and he just wants to make your day even worse.
Yeah.
And you know what? That guy deserves it. I don't know what side to take here.
I disagree with that because you should never mess with people's food, even if they're the worst. Even if they're the worst ever. Maybe they're having a rough day, or maybe they are just an asshole.
You've seen the movie Waiting?
Oh, dude, yeah, I love that movie. And even Still Waiting is great when they mess with the people. And I do think about that a lot. And I will say that's probably why I am, even if the server sucks, like I'll wait till after I get my meal
to
address it, whether it's with the manager
Absolutely.
Or something.
You're smart.
Because, yeah, I don't need some, you know, pissed off server, you know, hocking a loogie in my soup because they hate me. So I'm always nice.
Honestly, that's like the cleanest thing.
Think
about that.
Ugh. Okay. So like, what if, would you know if someone took a couple fries out of your bag?
Probably not because there's no count to a fries.
No count,
but if you take
random.
One of my 10 chicken nuggets, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back for that
nugget. There's only 9 chicken nuggets
right.
in there.
Right. You take a nugget from me, you're going to end up having a nugget on your brain.
Yeah, right there.
On your skull.
That was the worst trash talk I've ever
heard. A pop nugget, you know?
Oh, one of those. I'm going to put a nugget right on your skull.
Okay.
Yeah, this does seem, 28% seems very high, doesn't it?
It does. That means it happens.
A lot.
Quarter of the time.
More than a quarter of the time. Drivers are out there.
Yeah. Have you ever been a driver, delivery driver for anything?
No, never have. Never have. Yeah. And I'm not there was never a time where I had the opportunity to work in fast food. I did, you know, farm work when I was in high school. Well, actually, I'd never delivered, but I did serve when I was a bartender. For part of the shift, I had to serve food, which, dude, I hated, man. That sucked.
Well, just dealing with people. And you know what?
And our cook was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was.
Sucks.
He was.
Because you got to deal with him every single, every trip.
He wanted to be a bartender, But because that's where the money was. Bartending was the money, but he didn't have the personality for it. He was an asshole. Uh-huh. So we put him in the back, and he would get mad at things like he had this own certain shorthand that we were supposed to use, and I always hated it. I just wrote cheeseburger. He's like, what is this? I'm like, it says cheeseburger.
Right.
And it's supposed to be like CHBR. And it's like, I'm sorry I wrote it out. Right. What, you can't read it, cheeseburger?
All right, come on,
you,
man.
You asshole. Right. Just make the goddamn cheeseburger. Anyway.
Buster at Chili's for a while. Damn.
How'd that go?
It was miserable. Not because, I can't really say because of Chili's, though. It's because I knew I had so much more potential going than being a busser at fucking Chili's. Dude, there was a time where I literally went to the bathroom and I sat in the stall. I didn't have to go to the bathroom at all. I just sat there and, like, I was breathing hard. I remember taking deep breaths and just like, okay, if I don't do this, dude, I am going to snap. Like, I was to a breaking point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that way, man. Like, I'm generally a happy guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I even if I'm pissed off, I try to create some happiness around me to get me through it. Mm-hmm. Dude, for some reason, that night was not happening.
Yeah.
I kind of almost went psycho. But there's another time where I served at Shoes.
Yeah.
Which was a great time. It was, like, the only time I ever served. I loved the place. It was a great place to work at. But, I suck at serving, Brock. I figured out real quick I can't carry shit on a tray.
Yeah, you don't have the wrist.
My second night, I've told you this story before, I tripped over a lady's cane, and I tossed her steak on her nice white gown right on her lap. Dude, and she was pissed off. And, you know, you don't want to piss off an old lady. They don't have a lot of time left, and they don't have time to deal with that shit.
There goes your tip.
You know? No, I didn't get a tip at all. No. And they kind of came around after a while because they kind of saw who I was.
Yeah.
You know? I'm a nice guy. You know, I smile. And I was, they did
like,
feel bad.
Oh, he's one of those special boys.
But initially, you know, Grandpa wanted to choke me out. You know, and so did my manager. What are you doing?
It's my second day, dude. I tripped, man.
Right.
It's a big steak.
Let's move his cane.
I got little thin wrists.
You know? So I don't know.
I never got that.
Cut out for it.
They've always said, like, that's the way to hold it like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to two-hand that shit.
Dude, I'm telling you. Yep. That's what I did for a while, and they made fun of me.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't spilling stuff when it's two-handed.
You know, another thing they tell you, too, is if you're holding it, like, over your shoulder, one-handed, don't look at it.
Yeah.
For some reason, if you don't look at it, it doesn't fall.
There's some people, it's pretty impressive when they have like,
dude, there's chicks,
huge,
they're like four of them at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother has a permanent, like a permanent bruise on his, like where his elbow is on the inside.
From carrying trays?
From carrying him like this. Yeah. He like wedges it in his elbow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then he carries it like that.
I still have yet to go get served by your brother. Oh. I've been meaning to.
Dude, he is a Cracker Barrel king,
and
bro.
Just give him the hardest time. Yeah. I want to wear like a disguise and see if he recognizes me.
They have, on their aprons, they get stars.
Yeah.
So if you, like, do good or you do something, blah,
like
blah, blah, you get
like
a star.
Like a five-star general over
dude,
there cracking
he,
them.
Dude, his apron's like the solar system, dude. I'm telling you. He's been there for 800 years.
It's got the flair. He's got the flair.
Oh, he's got so much flair,
so
bro.
So much flair.
He should be running the place by now. I don't know why he's not.
Did he get scolded by Mike Judge saying, it's not... Mm-hmm. The amount of flair.
It's not the amount of flair.
How does he do that? What is it? It's like,
it's,
you're only supposed to wear this many, but
right.
We want you to wear more. Why don't you just make it more? Well, we want you to want to have more flair.
No.
Look at Bobby over there. Look at how much flair he has. Yeah, I don't know. It's serving is real is interesting. And again, with any job, and I'm not knocking servers. I'm not knocking delivery drivers.
I give you totally full props.
If that's your job, though, you got to take your job seriously. Don't be eating people's food. All joking aside, if you eat someone's food as a delivery driver, you're a dick. All right? Don't do it.
You know, don't eat the food. But beyond that, I mean, if you're going to eat my food, eat the food. Just don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Don't tamper with it.
I don't know if I want someone's grubby hands like,
you know,
in my
better
fries.
Than their spit that's on
true.
Your nugget.
That's true.
You're putting in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like I said, we give all the respect to all the servers, the waitresses, the waiters, bartenders
out
there.
Well, like I said, I bartended, man.
Bust your ass.
People suck. Like the consumer sucks. It really does. You're in a people-pleasing business. You're dealing with people that have such high expectations, and God forbid, there's nothing, and that's everyone listening to, is don't be dicks to servers. Yeah, you may not get the best service one day, but that doesn't mean that person maybe doesn't, they maybe just found out some horrible news, or we all have rough days.
Yeah, I'm going to put this out there, too. If you send your food back, so we'll say 2018, if you sent your food back more than twice, Fuck you. You suck. You're a special type of person.
Dude, I'm the kind of guy that will just deal with it. Like, I won't
Suck it up and just don't go back.
Even if it's the wrong order, I'll just be like, no, it's fine. It's something. I'll eat
first
this.
First off,
okay.
It's because I don't want to send it back because I know what's going to happen. They're going to just murder that steak. They're going to do something to it. It's going to make me sick. Second of all, it's just you feel like a dick.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not the server's fault. They didn't make it.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Push it aside. Take a couple bites off the wife's plate and just never go back.
Well, no, and you can even go back because I've had times where I've had bad experiences at a place, and I'll go back because who knows? Maybe it was just an off night, you know?
Dude, I have an uncle who one time I experienced this, sent a steak back like 3 times.
Jesus.
3 times. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
And like, I'm no part of it. I had to like pull the waitress aside and be like, hey, like, I apologize for this guy. You know, like.
What is it? Wasn't cooked well enough?
No, he likes it extremely rare. And if it's not rare enough, he sends it back.
Uh-huh.
Which sucks because they got to get a new steak
out. That's a new steak out. Yeah.
So his thing, he's like, wants it bloody. And they're like, sir, the third time, they're like, sir, we cannot not cook it.
Yeah.
Or not cook it anymore.
Yeah.
However you say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's basically off the cow. And he's like, I want it. Jeez, man.
You're
it's
ruining our night at Chili's.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, man. And here, this is what I'm going to do. We'll wrap it up with this. If you're feeling bad for the delivery driver, maybe he's working late on a Saturday night, order a side order and put in the instructions. That's for the driver.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
Order an extra thing of nuggets and say in the instructions, this is for the driver. They get them. Buy them dinner.
Yeah. You know what? Your food will get there extra fast.
Extra fast, extra hot, extra crispy. There you go. Good enough. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Good enough for today. This Monday has.
Dude, let's wrap it up.
Let's get out of here. Let's wrap it up like I do with. I'm not.
Maybe we'll golf good because we did so bad and all these things.
No, our golf game's going to suck today. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to check out our gear store, our brand new gear store.
Nice.
Right here on the website where you found this podcast. We got it on there. You get yourself some gear. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys. And gals.